guys, it's me, Baby Kitten, and today I am going to be doing another questionnaire. Today I'm doing the Friday/Saturday discussions by My Bubbles. And the first section is questions about comments and upvotes. Number 1A, how many comments or upvotes do you feel you need to get on an audio in order for you to be happy or continue performing? To be happy? I don't really know. I would say to not get a lot, you know, to get under 60 kind of makes me feel a little disappointed. Because you put so much work into something and then it gets underappreciated. So, I would say about 60 upvotes would be fine with me. And comments, matter that much to me. I enjoy comments and I like PMs and stuff like that. It's just, I know people can be very, very shy when it comes to commenting on posts. So if they upvote it and they enjoy it, that's good enough for me. 1B, if you don't perform but write scripts, I don't write scripts. I don't do that. Number 2, why do you think people upvote but not comment? Like I said earlier, sometimes I think people are really shy or they don't really know what to say on a comment, so they just upvote, you know? And maybe they don't want that person to know that they listen to their audio. Because they're being very secretive. Ooh. Number 3, out of upvotes, comments, or listens, which do you keep an eye on? I keep an eye on upvotes and listens most of the time. Yeah. Like I said, comments, meh, you know. Number 4, is there an etiquette to commenting /PMs, do's and don'ts? I think so. Like, you can be suggestive in the comments and PMs, but just don't be vulgar, like super vulgar. Like, don't assume that I want to see your dick. Don't assume that. It's not cool, man. Oh, and then I got a PM the other day from this guy. And he went on and on about how he thought that I should be his sub or whatever. And then he, like, gave me a list of reasons. And he sent me pictures. And it was just really, really creepy. The way he spoke to me, he did not have any respect at all. So just remember, the person that you are commenting to and the PMing, maybe, they're a person as well. Don't forget that. Okay. Number 5. Is there such a thing as loyal commenters, people who regularly comment on your audios? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Number 6. If there is such a thing as loyal commenters, does this come across as stalkerish, or do you encourage people to come back to your future audios? I don't think it's stalkerish. I mean, if you like that person's audio and you comment all the time, it's good for feedback, and I do encourage it, so I don't think it's stalkerish, guys. What? Number 7, how do you think the silence between listeners and performers will be broken? How can we as community convince to leave feedback? How do you think the silence between listeners? I don't really know. I don't think it's our job to convince people to leave feedback. You know, I don't think if the listener is enjoying it and they don't feel the need to comment, or they don't, probably most of them don't feel comfortable with commenting sometimes, you know, like I said earlier, maybe they're like really, really shy or they don't know what to say. But I guess if we tried to like if we leave like a little thing in the description, like, oh, I would really appreciate feedback. Maybe that would do something. I don't really know. Number 8, is there a time limit as to when to leave a comment? No. You can leave comments whenever. Not everyone's going to see your audio when you first post it. So, And then they might want to comment it on, like, oh, like a week later. So, yeah. Questions about performing. Number one, do you have a process to an audio? Do you script your audio beforehand or just press record? How do you get in the mood? I do have a process, kind of. I don't really do scripts at all, actually. They make me feel very confined to one thing, and I don't really like that. Usually, I just come up with, like, a general idea, and then I just hit record. And usually, I don't have to do a lot of editing. It just all kind of comes just naturally. And then, to get me in the mood, I don't know. Just think of sexy things. Usually, before I record an audio, I mess around before I hit record. That way, I'm already aroused. Yeah, okay. Number two, what is your favorite bit about performing? I would say, I like all of it, but I guess, sorry, I'm trying to think. I would say just creating a scene, like being creative in that way, like coming up with the mood of the scene. I like setting the mood. I like acting it out, because, you know, you could act out some of your fantasies with performing if you wanted to, and that's fun. So yeah. Number three, is there an audios you've been afraid to perform because of the persona listeners may have of you? I mean, not really. I guess people really think that I'm, like, very bubbly and small and very naive at times. So, if I wanted to do, like, a serious F-dom audio, I don't really think I could do it, because A, it's very not convincing on my end, and B, the listeners would probably be like, wow, no, she's, like, small and tiny. So, maybe that, I don't know if I answered this question right. I've been afraid to perform some F-dom things, because, I mean, I did one, or two, actually, I did, like, kind of two, sort of. Not, like, serious dom things, but I would like to try one serious dom audio. But my voice doesn't really portray dom, so we'll see. Number four, what is an audio you'd like to do about a kink which you don't necessarily know much about / don't know how to approach? About a kink. Okay, let's go through the list of kinks. I would like to see how to do a bondage type audio, but I don't know how to go about it. Like, I don't know how to do that. It sounds like a lot of sound effects. And, like, I don't want the listener to be bonded. I want it to be, like, tied up in that kind of sense. Like, how to make an audio where I'm being domed and the listener's doing things doesn't really seem like that would work. I don't really know how I would do that. I have to think about it. Number five, which equipment do you use? Oh, what equipment do you use? Which? Okay. What equipment do you use? I use my MacBook Pro, usually. Right now I'm using my phone because my computer's charging. But usually I use my computer, and then I use GarageBand and my microphone on my headphones. Yeah, but right now I'm using my phone and just the recording app on it. All right, number six, collaborations. A, how do you approach someone for a collaboration? I don't really know. I can't really say that right now. I worked on a collaboration recently, and it's gonna come out hopefully soon. And we just started talking, just like casually, and then no, he brought up something in one of his audios about a script falling through, like, he didn't have someone to do it, and then I PM'd him, and I was like, hey, I'll do it, and then he's like, cool, great, he sent me this script, and then we just started talking, and then we did it, so I guess if you really wanted to do a collaboration with somebody, just ask them, just be like, hey, want to do a collab? I don't know. B, how long did these audios take to edit? Well, ours took forever, because, when we were recording it, my side picked up audio from his side, so, and the lag from Skype kind of made a mess, and so he has to adjust the levels of, what did he say? He was like, I forgot what he said. He said something, he had to compress something, and I was like, yeah, you might want to, like, adjust the level, like, the volume level. He's like, yeah, that's what I meant. And I was like, cool, I don't know all this fancy talk, okay? He's, like, super fancy with all of his editing things. So I'm just like, whatever. But it does take a while, especially if you want sound effects in there, which I think we did. So I would say, like, a week or maybe a couple days. Because you have to record it, then you have to send it to the person, whoever is editing it, and then that person has to edit it. And then that person needs to upload it. So it probably takes a really long time. C, if you never have done a collaboration, what would you like to do in the future? Well, I just did a collaboration, so. But I'd love to do a collaboration with other people, because that's always fun. So, hey guys, if you want to collab, let me know. I am here. If you have a script, I guess I'll do it, you know. I'll do a script with you, and we'll be great. And yeah, and then we'll become fast friends. Yeah. Number 7, does your sexuality affect what audios you produce? If so, do you avoid experimenting with audios that may not necessarily reflect your tastes? My sexuality doesn't really affect what audios I produce. I'm actually working on an experimental audio right now. I'm trying to make an F right now. So, I've never done that before, and I'm really excited. So, that's what I'm working on. And, yeah, I don't really think it affects it that much. I just do what I want. Number 8, if GWA was a giant band / orchestra, what instrument would you liken your voice to? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. A flute? A flute? Or a harp? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Questions about listening. Number 1. Do you use audios for getting off or solely listen to audios for the lovely voices? It depends. Sometimes I just listen because it's fun to listen, and sometimes I listen to get off. But most of the time, it is for getting off. Number 2, what tags draw you in? I like M-Dom or F-Dom. I like... what else do I like? I guess, like, one of the ones I listen to, like, frequently is, like, neutral masturbation. That's a tag. I really like, sometimes I like, what is it? Oh, right. I like DDLG tags, and I like just, like, weird tags, to be honest. What's another tag? I kind of like, well, recently, since all the Halloween-type audios are out, I kind of like the creepy ones where there's, like, a little bit of degradation in there. Degradation. Mild degradation, because I can't take a lot, you know, I'm sensitive. just any kind of Dom tags. And then sometimes I like just, like, boyfriend experience tags. if I'm in that mood, because sometimes, you know what, I just want sex and I don't really need all the lovey-dovey. I don't need it. I don't need it. But I need it sometimes. Number three, what tags do GWA need to add more of? I don't know. I think there's a lot already that I would be into that's already there. I guess if I had to pick one, I honestly don't think we need, I can't think of any to add. I really like all the tags that are already on there. I feel like we have a good variety. Yeah. Number four, is there a specific type of voice that you find you're more attracted to? I like all kinds of voices. I really like unique voices. But I also really like deep voices on guys sometimes, if I'm in that mood. And sometimes I just like, you know, regular guy voices that aren't like super deep. And then for girls, I just like a nice soothing voice. Not like mine, that sounds kind of gross right now, sorry. I have sort of like a lump in my throat and I don't know why. Yeah, so like, just a strong type voice for a guy sometimes, or a very unique voice that I don't really have heard in my life before. Something that has like a little unique sound to it. I can't describe it. Yeah. And then for a girl, a very nice soothing kind of deeper voice. Yeah. Number five, do you upvote or comment before or after you listen to the audio? Usually after. Well, I upvote during I'm listening, like during the listening, because if I really like it, then I'm gonna upvote it then and now. And then once I'm done listening to the whole entire thing, then I'll comment. Yeah, I don't know why you would comment before. Maybe like, oh, I'm listening, BRB, and then you edit the comment like, oh my gosh, it was so good. I don't know. Questions about writing/editing. Number one, how long does it take to write a script? Oh, is this for writing? Okay. See, I don't write scripts. I mean, I've like tried to write a script and I don't really think I'm good at writing scripts, guys. I don't really think I'm good at it because I don't like to plan out every single thing. That doesn't seem to flow well with me. So, how long does it take me to write a script? It takes me never, because I never write. I never write one. It takes me zero amount of time because I don't write scripts. Number two, what is a script you want to see on GWA? Well, maybe some more like superhero themed scripts. I know there's a lot of Harley Quinn ones out there, and there's like a couple, well, I should say supervillain audios. Maybe even like a Batman script or something, or like an Iron Man. I'm sorry, I like superheroes. Number three, how long does it take to edit an audio? Usually I don't edit a lot of my audios unless I want to add sound effects. Like for my Star Wars one, it took me about an hour because I had sound effects and I had to look up sound effects. So yeah, usually I don't have a lot of sound effects in my audios, so I usually don't really edit it that much. I kind of just leave it the way I recorded it. Yeah. Number four, do you get others to check your scripts or audios before you post them, or post on a gut instinct? I guess on a gut instinct. Like, oh, yeah, I think this is good. Post it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get people to check it. I get criticism and stuff like that. Like, that's cool. That's a good idea. But I don't know. I've never done that before. I guess I could, you know, try that next time. Okay, questions about GWA. Number one, how did you get involved with the community? Well, a long time ago, in a land far, far away, I was on Pornhub. And I was watching a video And I was like, oh, wow, this sounds nice. Like, the sounds are good, but ugh, I don't like looking at it. And then my friend told me about this place. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Reddit kind of scares me. Because, you know, I've only heard bad things about Reddit. Because whenever, you know, you just hear people getting exposed on Reddit. And I was like, I don't know, I don't know. I don't really know if I want to go to Reddit. But, you know, one day I did. And I found, like, some like, audio. I don't know. I listened to it. And I was like, yep, I am here. I'm here for this. And then I was like, you know what? I could do that. I can record that. And so once I got of age, I joined. And yeah. And here I am now. Number two, any advice for newcomers who perform or simply listen? Just be yourself if you perform. Don't try to be someone you're not. Unless you want to, like, role play, that's fine. Just don't compare yourself to other people because you'll never be that person. And don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. This is just for funsies. And if you simply listen, just respect the people who post. Remember, they are people. And just enjoy it. And give it a shot. You know, you never know. You might find a new kink when you're listening to some of these things. That's what happened to me. And yeah, I think that's all of the questions. Thank you, my bubbles, for making this really cool questionnaire. I hope my answers were all right. Anyways, thank you guys for listening, and I will listen to y'all later. Bye.